Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. More information is on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next on In My Backyard, Lisa Brotz visits with one woman whose dream come true includes small-scale farming. Proof positive that one does not have to give up their day job to enjoy a rural lifestyle.
Every time I've driven out to Kathy Capel's farm in rural Sydney, Illinois, which so far has been three or four times, I pull into the driveway, take a look at the house and the kitchen garden and the barn and the guinea fowl and the chickens and the sheep, and I think, I wish I was doing this. Of course, my maximum number of chickens is about four, and I know nothing about sheep, but a girl can dream. That's what Kathy did. She dreamed, and then she did it. She's a Champaign, Illinois native who spent time in Wyoming as a young woman, learning about organic farming from her mother-in-law in the mid-70s. She eventually packed up her kids and headed back to central Illinois and thought about law school, but ended up opening a horse boarding and breeding business instead so that she had more time with her kids. After the kids left home, she gave up the stable, lived in town, and got a so-called real job in publishing. But the dream kept at her, and then she saw the place in Sydney.
I saw this farm for sale, this pretty little farm over near Sydney, right by the Salt Fork, and I looked at the house, and I mean, I made up my mind to make an offer as soon as we walked in the door of the house. It just felt like home, and I really missed being in the country.
It's easy to see what she saw in it that first time. It's in a beautiful spot on the Salt Fork River, about 20 acres of timber and pasture and crops and a gorgeous old house. I wondered who'd sat there before us, shucking corn for dinner and chatting. She's surrounded by much larger farms. You can see the Frito-Lay grain elevator about a mile to the south, and half of her acreage is still in either corn or beans until next year, when it transitions to full pasture for her animals. Kathy calls her farm a subsistence farm, or a hobby farm. She makes some money from her farming enterprises, but what she makes doesn't cover expenses. She and her husband both continue to work day jobs. She doesn't sell at farmers' markets or into stores and restaurants, but to individuals and families. Right now, most of her work on the farm is basic stewardship.
I mean, at this point, we're still building to where we've got all of the land in pasture that we want. We're improving the woods so that we can have some pasture in the woods and have some enterprises in the woods. I have sheep, so I have wool. I do hand-spun yarn, which in the wintertime is when I do most of my spinning, but I do manage the sheep in the summertime, and we also sell lamb. I have hens for eggs. I have turkeys that I'm planning to process and sell for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then I also have some broilers that I'll be processing. But in a lot of ways, we're just in the beginning of getting everything set up in a way that minimizes labor.
Fortunately, Kathy's day job has everything to do with what she's doing on the farm. Right now, she manages operations at the Land Connection, an organization dedicated to connecting people who want to farm with the land to do it. She first got involved with the organization as a student in its Farm Beginnings program. One thing led to another after she graduated in 2008 when she became a program facilitator for Farm Beginnings, and as the organization changed, she found herself taking over more of its day-to-day management. She sees change on the horizon for the Land Connection, mainly because the role of local food in communities everywhere, including Illinois, is looming large. Demand is outstripping supply. We talked about the Edible Economy Project in Bloomington Normal, where the development of a central processing and distribution facility will help smaller produce farmers deal with their surplus and possibly introduce local food to a hungry but more mainstream food system. Big stores want local food.
I think County Market carries local. There are several restaurants that are working with local farmers. Walmart has a local section, although, you know, again, everything's local somewhere. But, you know, at least it's something that retailers have had to notice and incorporate into their marketing.
I ask her, as we sit in our chairs in the shade and listen to the cicadas trill louder, if she thinks women are becoming real agents of change through various agricultural enterprises, even if they're not living in the country.
They're taking their sphere, if you can call it that, of the farmyard, being responsible for the well-being of the family, into the city and raising small livestock, doing pigs, doing chickens, you know, eggs, gardening, and fresh local foods. And I just think it's an expansion of historically what our sphere is, and it's what we're good at, is taking care of people.
This is Lisa Braltz for In My Backyard.